Governor Walker's trip to London this week might not have gotten the headlines he was looking for. His public appearance at a foreign policy think tank included several questions on foreign policy, which he declined to answer, and one on evolution, which he said he was punting on as well.
Walker isn't the first potential presidential candidate to have difficulties in London, so why do people in that position make the trip and take the risk? Charles Franklin helps us answer that question today. He's director of the Marquette Law School poll and a longtime political analyst here in Wisconsin. Charles Franklin, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back.
So why does a presidential candidate or would-be presidential candidate go on these foreign trips? What are they trying to establish in the minds of voters?
Primarily that they've been to other places. They have some experience in those places, though, you know, a few days in a foreign country doesn't really make for deep experience. But this is a nearly universal ritual for candidates who haven't been involved in international affairs. Senators have a little bit of an advantage there because they can travel on congressional business. But governors in particular need to travel around to establish that they've been to Europe, been to England, been to Israel, wherever. And that's a little bit more of a stretch for governors. It's part of the job for senators, which gives the senators a little of an edge.
Yeah, and it seems like for a governor, with the experience that they can point to, you know, the executive stuff, the domestic issues, in a way they're playing to their weakness, the thing they have the least to do with when they go to another country.
I think that's true, and the idea that the trip makes up for that weakness is perhaps a bit of a stretch. On the other hand, you can certainly look back and look at recent presidents, and you know, Bill Clinton didn't have a huge amount of foreign experience. The second president, Bush, pointed to his experience dealing with Mexico as governor of Texas, which was a bit of a stretch. Whereas, in contrast, the first president, Bush, had incredibly deep foreign experience as an ambassador and as a CIA director. President Nixon, of course, was very much known for his foreign experience and interest. So we've had a lot of variety in presidents. Some come to the office with almost no foreign experience. Some come with immense foreign experience.
Is this something that voters worry about, or maybe it varies from election to election?
It depends in part on what the issues of the election are. You know, in this election coming up in 2016, you have to wonder, will we still be focused on domestic issues, or will foreign issues, perhaps ISIS or terrorism or other things, become a dominant issue? And it's very hard to know that ahead of time because these issues can change pretty quickly.
It seems like this trip to London has been a stumbling block for different presidential candidates. I think Mitt Romney got in a little trouble criticizing London's preparedness for an Olympic Games. The headlines that have come out of Chris Christie weren't great. Governor Walker, with his evolution thing, is getting attention not for the things he wanted to get attention for. Is it worth it, given that a lot of the headlines that seem to come back are negative or at least off message?
I think there has been some of that, and actually Governor Jindal just in the last month or two also had some statements in England that he probably wished he hadn't made. It certainly illustrates the difficulty of going and making it a success. Governor Walker had adopted a very low-key approach on this trade mission, and it was only in this extended question and answer session yesterday that he got pushed on some issues. I think here we're focusing a little more on the evolution comment, but that was at the end, after he had declined to answer four or five or maybe six questions about foreign policy, including a question about, well, who are your foreign policy advisors? Who do you look to for guidance on foreign policy? And I think all of those cumulatively reflected that a trip to England doesn't make you ready to talk about foreign policy. Now, again, this is not unique to Governor Walker. It's something that every governor, at least, has to deal with, and for that matter, senators do. But I would expect now, in the return from there, that these questions start coming up in press conferences and press availabilities quite a bit, and they will be part of the normal vetting process for the next year and a half, at least, as we collectively go through the process of picking a nominee and then eventually picking a president.
Now, Governor Walker alluded to a concept. I'll misquote the principle, but the idea that partisan politics end at the nation's borders, where as a, say, a governor, you shouldn't be in another country criticizing the sitting president of either party. Is that a tradition that a lot of politicians observe, or is that just maybe a golden age sort of concept?
I think it's more of a golden age and, certainly not universally accepted by any means. It is brought up from time to time. I think you do need to consider the context. He was speaking at one of Britain's most revered centers for international relations. And so to speak at an international relations think tank is to invite questions about international relations. And even on trade issues, the conversation did not go very deep beyond talking about, Wisconsin cheese and how good it is and how we should all buy it.
A message we could probably at least all agree on, regardless
of
partisan affiliation.
Here we can agree on that, for sure.
Well, through primary season and maybe into a general election, what historically have governors running for president been able to do to burnish their foreign policy credentials?
Well, some of it has been the relatively trivial, go and be photographed with a foreign leader. That's hardly unusual in this process. But I think the most critical thing is simply to be able to talk coherently about your foreign policy views. And that's something that's not going to happen in a single meeting. It's something that's going to develop over the next 12-plus months as we have candidate forums, as we have encounters with the press, both in press conferences and on television interview shows, and especially as we get to candidates talking to each other in either forums or debates, where they have to present and defend their ideas in the face of opponents who will have their own take on these things. I think those are the places where we'll really start to see who has developed some real views on foreign policy and is able to articulate them in a convincing way.
Well, the next arena, all eyes are on Iowa, especially for Governor Walker, because he's, more or less on home field there or close to. Is this sort of thing, the headlines that came back from London, of any relevance at all to your average Iowa Republican caucus goer?
Well, I think for the most part, these are not top of the head issues. One of the long-running questions is, when it comes right down to it, how much do foreign policy matters really play in voters' minds as opposed to things that are much closer to home? But I think in the broader context of saying, is this the kind of guy I want to see as president, each of the candidates has to establish that comfort level among voters. It's important to realize that within both parties, most of the candidates are pretty acceptable to most of the voters within that party. And then the question becomes, okay, of the half dozen or even dozen candidates that I as a voter would find acceptable, which ones of these really seem to me to have what it takes? And that's where being able to talk about a wide range of issues, domestic as well as foreign, really becomes important and is a longer-term effort.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
That was Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll, talking about Governor Walker's trip to London.